Welcome, welcome. I'm Mina Say What here at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. I am very excited to present to you Kiana Lede. Woo! Obviously, she's going to perform for us today because we have this pianist here. Go ahead, give him a little preview. There it is. And Kiana is here. So we're going to get to your performance first, but I want you to let the watching audience at home tell them about this song a little bit and what you're about to perform.
I'm about to perform my song X. Okay. It's just about not wanting to be exes with your ex.
Right, which is normally what happens most of the time. It's like, damn, I thought we was going to get married.
You always go back or try to go back at least once.
All right. Well, give it up for Kiana Lede with X.
We went from 2 a.m. calls to zero communication. Yeah, we spent too long in heaven. We felt the elevation. Just cause it's different and we're not the same doesn't mean things have to change. I got no trouble with my pride. Got trouble caught in ties. I don't wanna be your ex. We're way too good at being friends. Can we still hang on the low key? Well, I don't wanna be your, I don't wanna be your. Hit your girl up with a text when you're alone and feeling stressed. I don't gotta be in love with you to love you. I don't wanna be a, so don't treat me like a ex. I don't wanna be a let's skip the awkward run-ins or pretend like we're strangers and get back to how we started. Hey, don't pour water on fire. Just cause it's different, no, we're not the same doesn't mean things have to change. I got no trouble with my pride. Got trouble caught in ties. I don't wanna be your ex. We're way too good at being friends. Can we still hang out on the no-game? I don't wanna be a, I don't wanna be a, text. When you're alone and feeling stressed, I don't gotta be in love with you to love you. I don't wanna be a, so don't treat me like a. Good at being friends, yes. Can we still hang on the low key? Why I don't wanna be a, I don't wanna be a. Friends, yeah. Can we still hang on the low key? Why I don't wanna be a. Hit your girl up with a text when you're alone and feeling stressed.
Thank you. That was amazing. Your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
Look at how we break this down. Look at all this.
Thank you.
Seamless.
Thank you so much.
You guys should be getting paid by the union.
Thank you.
They pay. Don't they pay people? You're on tour right now, right? They have to pay people to do this. Yeah, move stuff off and down.
Hello. I got a crew. They all get paid.
So your crew moves all your stuff for you? No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're a team, you know.
Yeah. I love that.
We're getting real buff. My mom is in New York right now. Uh-huh. She lives in Phoenix, but she's in New York to come watch the show tonight. And I saw her at the airport. She met us up at the airport yesterday. And I'm walking down the escalator. She's like, oh, my God. I almost didn't recognize you. You look so buff. I was like, yeah, it's like the 4 bags I have and then 5 bags accumulated between the rest of us. So
you're on tour with Jessie J right now.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. How is that?
It's great. I love it. Yeah, it's fun. Jesse's awesome. Ro James is also on the tour.
I was going to say, I just interviewed Ro James, and he told me he's on that tour. So what's the lineup?
Me, Ro James, Jesse J.
So how's that? Because Ro told me he loves being on Jesse's tour.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we all just are, like, having the best time.
Yeah.
And everyone's, like, super, super nice and super talented.
Uh-huh.
And everyone just has, like, really good energy.
Right.
You know, we're all just really supportive of each other. We watch each other's shows all the time. It's great.
I asked Ro this question. You know, he's very R&B and Jesse's very pop. And I feel like you're a mixture of a lot of elements, you know. And I asked Ro, did you change up your set because you are R&B and she's very pop? You know, how do you feel like you fit into this tour with her? Because she's very, very poppy, and you're singing R&B, kind of.
Yeah, she's pop, but she's soulful.
So.
And I think that's the connecting force between us three. We're all just, like, you know, great singers and super soulful. Not to toot my own horn, but just kidding.
Yeah, you hit some notes, girl. So this song, X, is about an actual ex.
Yeah.
Your ex. See, I really love that because I feel like some of the older R&B, those artists had amazing voices. They were amazing talent, but a lot of their music was written by someone else. So they probably didn't even have, like, a story behind it. But I love how, like, a lot of young women that I'm talking to now that, you know, like, R&B is kind of back, which it's kind of sad that it went away a little bit. But a lot of young women that I talk about, or even Ro, you know, are just people are writing their own music. And it's coming from experiences.
Yeah. I actually didn't write X. That was the only song I didn't write.
Oh, okay.
So I have to give credit to the writers. But every other song on my EP I did write. I only do that. It's very rare that I sing other people's songs.
Uh-huh.
But I have to really, really feel it. And it has to sound like it came from me.
Right.
So X is one of those songs for sure. It just fit perfectly in my journey that I was, you know, living. And it is my truth. I just didn't have the pen.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that you can be honest about it, you know, and not be like, oh, nah, that's what's
on. We have Spotify, too, now,
right,
and Google.
Right.
People everybody's going to
check.
You know, they can check. Why lie?
So I love your getup. Do you have a stylist yet, or do you put it together on your own?
I have a stylist, but I style with her.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel so bad. I've been, like, changing my outfits every day. From what we thought I was going to wear.
So you have your own pretty, you know, your own sense of style, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because some people have zero style and they need a stylist.
My thing is, like, I love that my stylist is, like, really good at shopping. I wear a lot of vintage stuff. I love vintage. And she's really good at finding it. And then we just kind of work to put it together. But I love putting the outfits together. I like, you know, putting the patterns and the colors and just, like, the emotion of the outfit. But I fucking hate shopping. Sorry. I freaking hate shopping.
I'm like that too. I like clothes, but I don't like shopping. It's just the frustration of going somewhere and wanting something and it's not there.
Also, I'm just really indecisive. So, like, I'm going to want 3 things and then I'm not going to be able to pick any of them because I'm gonna be like, ah, at the end of the day, I don't want to spend that much money.
Right.
You know?
So you're on tour. You're doing your own hair and makeup and everything because you look beautiful.
Thanks. Not today. I didn't do it today, but I am doing my own hair and makeup for the rest of the tour.
So have you gotten better at that or were you good to begin with?
I still suck at doing my hair.
I feel like I suck at doing my hair.
I hate doing my hair. I'm like, all right, I'm going to shower and that's it. That's all I'm doing. Brushing my hair is done. But I like doing makeup. Makeup's fun.
Yeah.
I spend 2 hours.
So you're from Arizona.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your journey. Like, you started singing when you were young. I was reading. Like, tell me how everything started for you.
Man, Well, I started singing when I was 16 months old. My mom taught me the ABCs.
Stupid.
That was like, yeah. Well, no, but seriously, I never stopped singing after that. Like, once she told me how to sing and taught me how to sing, that you could do that with your voice, I literally just couldn't stop. Like, yeah. It was like speaking another language.
Uh-huh.
So I just literally would get in trouble in class. Like, people would kick me out of class because
for singing?
For singing, and because I wouldn't, you know those, like, timed math quizzes?
Yeah.
I couldn't finish them. I couldn't finish more than like five problems because I would just have a song playing in my head all the time. And at first I thought I was really disruptive and I was like listening to people's conversations and talking. Mm-hmm. So my mom got me earplugs, like earbuds to wear. And then that didn't work because I was like still singing everything in my head. And then my mom was like, well, this is not working for normal school. So we're going to put you in art school where you can actually use it as like
wow.
a skill.
Yeah.
And so I grew up just performing, being in performing arts groups and, yeah, and then when I was 15, I got signed for the first time and moved out to LA when I was 16, and then the rest is history.
Shout out to your mom for, like, nourishing your talent. Instead
awesome.
Of saying, you know, stop doing that in school, well, she realized that this is something that you love and that you're good at. Let me put her in a school that will help her develop.
Yeah.
So you're a child actress? Is that accurate for me to say that?
No, like, not really. It was, like, theater. Like,
theater.
I didn't even really know what I was doing. I was just like, oh, this is fun. And my mom put me in that stuff so that I could sing more, so I could perform. Because in Phoenix, there's not really many opportunities to do that.
Right,
know?
Right.
So that was one of the ways I got to use that.
So how'd you get signed? Tell me that story.
I have lipstick all over this mic.
It's all right.
Actually,
can we put the mic up a little bit? That's probably what it is.
Put the mic up?
No, our engineers.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just so you can hear
yeah,
yourself a little bit
quiet.
Better.
Thank you. How did I get signed? That's what
yeah.
you asked me, right? So when I was like 14, I put an original song I wrote up on this website. Actually, my mom put it up.
Kids Bop
I didn't
or
do
something
it.
Like that?
Yeah, Kidstar was
yeah,
the,
Kidstar.
The competition.
Yo, your mom is lit. Like, she was.
Oh,
she
my
was
mom
trying
was like,
get
no,
you,
you're
she was
getting
get,
your dream.
Right.
I don't care.
I love that.
No, she's awesome. So I kept telling her, like, no, people are going to make fun of me. My friends are going to make fun of me. And she did it anyways. And lo and behold, I won the contest. And I got the chance to go to New York and meet with RCA. Ooh, yeah, meet with RCA.
Mm-hmm.
And signed a deal with them.
Yeah.
And
so who are you with now?
Republic.
Yeah. So it's been a long road for you. How's it been?
It's been great. I mean, there's definitely been some hard parts. I've been through a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm glad I went through it. It made me a stronger person. And going through it at a young age is really difficult.
Right.
Because I had to grow up really fast. But now I get to be where I am at 21, you know?
Yeah.
So it's good. I wasn't
God,
ready.
You're 21. I feel like you're older.
I know.
I can tell that, you know, you've been through some things because that happens. You go through stuff and then it ages you a little bit where you not so much you look 21, but I just feel like your soul is a little bit older, you know?
Yeah.
What are you like? What's your nationality, your ethnic background? You're very pretty.
Thank you.
She has green eyes. I don't know if you guys can see that, but
I'm Black, Mexican, Native American, and white.
Oh, wow. Yes, girl. United Nations.
That's what I always say. Hey.
Do you speak Spanish or Mexican?
I can understand it more than I can speak it. Like, I know some Spanish, but I'm not fluent. My mom is pretty fluent, though.
So
but
what's
I never,
the breakup?
My like, grandpa got deported before my mom was born, so I never knew any of my Mexican family.
Really?
But I just found out because I took the DNA test.
Oh, the tree.
And found some of my cousins and found out I was from Jalisco.
Shut up.
So, but I know some Spanish because I lived in Phoenix. So.
Well, you say Jalisco good. So she got the pass, y'all. So what's the makeup? Like, what's your mom and what's your dad?
So my mom is Mexican, Swedish, and Native American.
Okay.
Her dad was Native Mexican.
Okay.
And then my dad is Native American, white, and Black.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are like the definition of interracial reproduction here. So, but you're beautiful. I know I keep saying that, but you're very pretty.
Thank you so much.
Are you dating?
Yeah.
Who are you dating?
This guy named Phil.
This guy named Phil.
I just felt like I was like getting like a talk from like my older sister or like my mom or something. Like, are you dating? Who are you dating?
Well, it's hard. You know, it's hard to like be on tour and have a music career. And is it? It's not.
Not really.
I feel like it's hard for me, and I'm not even like traveling the world, balancing my career and dating. Like, it's not hard for you.
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, show, like, tell me the secret.
I got a man's, and he's also an artist, but okay. he like understands, you know, this life, and he's cool.
That works.
He's chill.
Yeah. So what, do you have a project coming out? Because what, X is on your last project, correct?
I'm an EP. That just came out, so slow down.
Relax, bump your brakes.
No, yeah, I'm working on an album. Well, I paused it since the tour, but I've got lots of ideas and lots of things to write about when I get back home.
Yeah. Are people responding to your music? Like, are you finding that people are coming out to the tour and they know all the songs?
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Yeah. I was really surprised. Like, there are so many people that sit right in the front row. Yeah. They're like screaming the lyrics. I always end up giving the microphone because I'm like, you could probably sing this better than I can. So here you go. It's great. I love it.
Do you, like, I know there's a lot of young women now. We're like in a great age where we have like a lot of young women singing about R&B. Like, do you like any of these other women? Would you like to collaborate with them?
Who? Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I would love to collab. And I love Kehlani and SZA and Janae. Like, they're definitely, and Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
You know,
Alicia's always in there because she's the GOAT.
She is literally who I grew up listening to. It was like, her and John Mayer, there was like a lot of my childhood where it was like only them two.
That's interesting.
They had that
John
song
Mayer.
Called Lesson Learned. Mm-hmm. Right?
Someone just went, oh,
I know.
Girl.
So good.
Yeah. So I was actually talking about that the other day. Like, it would be amazing to see, though. Everyone always says those same people, like Kehlani, Janae Aiko, Ella May, her. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be in there soon as well.
Thanks.
You know, so I'm excited about you. So tell me about yourself. What else is going on in your life? Are you acting still? Or are you doing any movie stuff?
I want to do movie stuff so bad. I don't have a movie lined up yet, but that's one of my goals.
Yeah.
I just had a Netflix show come out.
A Netflix show?
Yeah.
Girl, sitcom. Don't breeze over that. Oh, I just had a Netflix show come out. She just tried to, oh, you know, I'm just doing this. Wait, tell us about that. Like, that's a big deal.
It's called All About the Washingtons.
Mm-hmm. I did read that. Yeah. What is that? Because I have Netflix.
It's a family sitcom with Reverend and Justine Simmons and a bunch of crazy, amazing kids.
I did. So what is that about? And what's your role on that? I did read that.
So I play Veronica Washington, who is the oldest daughter. She's a computer coder / feminist. And she lives at home at 22.
There's nothing wrong with that. I know people who are like 28
nothing wrong,
and live at home.
But she comes from money.
Oh, then so yes, it's girl, just get like, your life together.
She's like, no, this is convenient. I'm just going to stay here.
Goals. So, you know, how do you feel? So Rev Run is on the show. You work with him closely. I mean, what's it like working with him?
Yeah, he's like a dad. Slash uncle / life coach. He's awesome. He's hilarious.
What don't we know about him? Like, I feel like I know him so well because I've watched him like on TV forever. Like, what don't we know?
I think you really know everything. Like, what you think you know about him is what you know about him.
Does he really lay in that
100%
tub?
His authentic self. He will give you wisdom. He'll drop wisdom whenever you want it and whether you want it or not.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Does he lay in the tub? Does he have a tub?
We actually we made a tub for the promo for the show.
Okay. I'm going to watch it now because of you.
It's great.
You were also on MTV Scream. You were a cast member on that. How was that? You're an actress. You try to play it off like, no, I'm in theater.
No, I am an actress, but I really don't know what I'm doing. So,
but you're getting parts. Like, you must be something's going
right.
Do
you know how long it took me to get those parts? I've been auditioning for like 5 or 6 years, and I finally got something, which means I was like just good enough. Like, oh, okay, you convinced us that you were good enough to be on this show. Sweet. 6 years later. No, that's kind of the LA story. No, I was on MTV Scream. It was great. It was like my first real job.
That's a reality show, right?
No.
What is that?
She's like, MTV reality show.
Wait, MTV be having the most random shows. I can't even keep up anymore. Like, what are y'all doing? I'm just happy you weren't on Teen Mom. At least you were on a show. Yeah.
Don't speak so soon.
Yeah, just Phil. Kidding. Don't do it, Phil. Relax, Phil.
No, I Scream is a horror series. Okay. And it was amazing. I loved it. Horror is my favorite genre, so yeah. I got to die. Spoiler alert. So
wait, so you could be on The Walking Dead. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I could.
So did you have to do a lot of like makeup? Because that's what I love about horror stuff. There's a lot of makeup and hair involved and like costuming.
Yeah. Like for most of the season, it was really like we were like glammed up and cute. And then my dying scene, it was definitely like I had like these contacts in that go over the entire front of your eyeball. Yeah. So I couldn't see. I was literally blind for like probably 8 hours. And people had to like walk me, like with like grab my arms and walk me. Uh-huh. So that was crazy. I had like prosthetics everywhere, all over my face, lots of blood. It was great. I loved it.
What's your like your goal role?
My goal role?
Yeah. Like who do you want to play? Who do you want to act with? Good question.
That's a really good question.
Yes.
I haven't really thought about it, honestly. I just kind of know when the right project comes and gets emailed to me.
Yeah. I'm what like, do you want to yeah. play? Like, ideally, what do you want to play?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of character?
Well, I really loved playing Veronica. Because it was very similar
nerdy,
to,
scientific kind of.
Yeah, like she was a lot smarter than me, but like it was pretty similar. But it was pretty similar. Like I really don't know how to act. I just know how to be myself and say lines. So I really
now you have something to think
myself.
About, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's very true.
Yes, I want to talk about Bryson Tiller because somehow you have a credit on Don't. Is that accurate? No.
No.
Why is your name next to Don't on Wikipedia?
Because I did a cover of it.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, I did a cover and like did a video.
Okay.
For the cover and put it on YouTube.
That's what it was.
A long time ago.
long time ago.
No. It was fun.
Yeah.
I really liked doing it. It was
covers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love doing covers.
You have a song with ASAP Ferg too, and I know that's real because I heard
that's
the song.
That's a real song.
That's a real song. How was it working with ASAP? I mean, was it like arranged through the label, or did you guys actually collaborate on this?
No, I emailed the song to him, and he liked it, and his team liked it,
and
so
responded to
so we did it. But I never actually got to meet him.
No,
sadly. Mm-mm. We were in New York at the same time, but stuff was just so crazy at that moment that neither of us could like get a chance to meet up.
Yeah. So what happens after the tour? Do you have any plans? Do you have like a strict schedule, like studio, tour?
Oh yeah, it's gonna be like a lot of studio time, a lot of studio time.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm excited.
I'm
about
trying
you.
To work out again, man.
What are you gonna work out? You're skinny.
I don't work out. At all.
You don't have to.
I think I do. I think it's good for me.
Yeah.
Not about
health.
How I look. It's about how I feel.
Right, right. Well, thank you for coming. I really appreciate you. I'm really excited about you. You can really, really sing, and I love your voice. And they can check out your project, right? Tell them about your project.
Yeah,
your EP.
My EP is called Selfless.
Right. And X is on it.
X is on
and
it.
And she's on tour with Jesse J.
I'm on tour with Jesse J.
Yes.
And Ro James. Shout
and
out to Ro
James, yes. And we're going to see a lot more of you, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming through.
Exactly.
Normally, this is where I throw to the performance. But now we're just going to throw back to the camera. Kiana Lede, everyone. I'm Mina Say What right here at the Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. Thanks for watching.